David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. April the 30th, 2013. At the end of BBC Three's Russell Howard's Good News, the continuity announcer said,
"And more brand new funny on Three next Tuesday at 10, as Nick Grimshaw hosts our new panel show, Sweat the Small Stuff, making a big deal out of the little things in life, like should I add the milk to the tea before or after I've taken out the tea bag? Stuff like that."
Well, understandably desperate to discover what the panellists' consensus was on this subject, I immediately went onto the internet to see whether there were any spoilers. But alas, not. So I suppose I'm just going to have to try and be patient and wait until tonight to find out what Nick Grimshaw and a couple of radio presenters from Kiss FM, who I've never heard of before, have to say about when they deem it correct to put the milk in their tea. After I've published this blog, I'm going to do some yoga and some meditation so that I'm in the right frame of mind for the show. I'm starting to think that I should have booked the following day off as well, just in case I need some recovery time if one of the panellists says something particularly revelatory or radical. I mean, I'd like to think that I'm pretty liberal and open-minded when it comes to opinion on hot beverages, but perhaps I'll be surprised, and someone might shatter all of my preconceptions. It's things like this that inspire me to keep trying to develop a presenting career. Maybe one day I'll be famous enough to get booked on shows like this. After all, I happen to have some startling, paradigm-shifting philosophies regarding milk in tea, and don't get me started with my theories on coffee. Well, I suppose I better go now and prepare myself mentally and physically for the programme. Sweat the Small Stuff is on BBC Three at 10 p.m. tonight. And before you have a nervous breakdown, if you're reading this after 10 p.m, fear not, you can watch it on the iPlayer. I'll be doing both. I'll be watching it live and following all the Twitter and Facebook comments about the show, because I'm sure there'll be a, you know, live, as it happens, Twitter reporting, opinion flying across cyberspace. Then I'll watch it again on the iPlayer, as I'll no doubt find new insights and hidden nuances that I missed the first time round. Then I'll download it and watch it in slow motion, just to make sure that I've definitely not missed anything. I'd normally make a cup of tea at this time of the day, but I don't feel confident enough to do it. Not until I find out from Nick Grimshaw when I should be adding the milk. Public service broadcasting is still very much alive.